This is Bill Venners with our team of developer. The following interview was recorded at Java 1 2007. I'm sitting here with Ono Clout. He's the senior director and chair of the JCP at Sun. And I wanted to ask him about possibilities. The slogan this year for Java 1 is open possibilities. I think I know what open means. But I was just curious what kinds of new things may have come about this year recently that create new possibilities for developers for them to think about.
Okay. Well, I think there are a couple of things. One is, what would you do as a developer if you had a real-time JRE? So if you have some mainstream runtime environments with real-time capabilities. Most people, when they hear real-time, probably think of embedded devices, robots, and so on. But what if you had that in your Java EE application server or in your runtime environment on the desktop? What kind of things would you go build with that? Another teaser with JavaFX and JavaFX Mobile. If you have the same very rich APIs, so things like Java 2D and Swing and those kind of things across a range of devices, not just the desktop, but on your TV set of box, on your advanced feature phone, what kind of applications would you build? A third possibility maybe is, to give you an example, is along the lines of the Project Iris that we showed in a couple of keynotes, where it shows a web page for something similar to Flickr, where you can drag and drop pictures into your web page that then stores it somewhere on the server, and you can edit. But because now there's an applet involved there, integrated into your browser, you get full access to Java 2D and other graphical APIs, and so you can do photo manipulations in place without round trips to the browser. You can provide your user with a much faster and richer environment. So what kind of things would you do with that?
I think it might help me and others to wrap their heads around these new things. If you give me some specific examples. So in the case of G2E app server that is running on a real-time VM, the first thing that comes to my mind is that there's latency out there on the network that I can't control. So, I mean, what kind of things have other people done? Just sort of get me thinking maybe along those lines.
Well, one example is NASDAQ. So NASDAQ, the stock exchange, is a Java EE environment built on a real-time Java runtime environment. And so that gives them very low latency and very fast throughputs, but it with sort of the same responsiveness, regardless of the load on the load on the server, and so that enables them to, at the moment, achieve numbers like 15,000 to 18,000 transactions a second, and as trading volumes keep increasing, probably much more in the future.
Okay, so how about JavaFX? And you talked about different devices. And I remember a year ago, we had a J2ME panel discussion talking about how hard it was to write an app that would just run on a bunch of devices because they all seemed to be slightly different. So is that still the same? Or, I mean, what is different about JavaFX than what there was in the past?
Well, I think there's two things are at play there. I think first is the role of the JCP, and that's to make sure that what we call Java on the cell phones, so the set of APIs, are agreed upon, so that the developer, one of the situations needs to be improved, and that is very much what MSA does, that is that developers have a better ability to predict what APIs are there on the phone for them to use, and then also how those APIs will behave. So from a standards perspective, MSA addresses a lot of the fragmentation concerns, where JavaFX Mobile comes in is to take that further and so up level the functionality that the Java programmer has available as Java. So JavaFX Mobile is a complete stack from Linux as the operating system, and then the phone stack and everything else that you're familiar with, MIT-P and so, all written in Java. So you'll then have from Java direct sort of Java native access to the phone stack and so on, so that allows you to build much richer applications, because much more of the stack is Java. You get a much smoother experience from sort of one type of device like a flip phone to say a PDA to a set-top box or wherever else you may find the technology.
Okay, so can you give me a couple examples would that make sense? But what have other people done with that? Basically, that I know it's kind of early, but
it is early. But so one of the things we're showing here on the floor that you can find is a demo that we did last year called Aerith, which was a swing-based photo app with mapping and so on. So you could tag the photos, attach it to a Google Map or Yahoo Map, and then write a travel story. And it ran on Java SE on the desktop. What we're showing on the show floor is that same demo. Of course, it's a year later, so it's a little more flashy than before. But that idea, and then using JavaFX Mobile and JavaFX Script, show that same thing running on a cell phone. Of course, a little different because the form factor is different, but basically so the same capabilities on the cell phone, and actually also on set-top boxes using Java TV. So that gives you developers sort of different distribution channels and different audiences that you can reach. Another example is MySpace, where they're now taking sort of MySpace to cell phones as well. So then directly from your cell phone, you can take pictures and load them up to your space on MySpace. That sounds really bizarre. But so the people can directly see it without having to go to your laptop or your desktop in between.
Okay. The third one you said was applets. And there's a lot of people doing stuff for rich clients on the network. Lots of different ways to do it, and one of the oldest ones is applets. That's how Java was announced to the world. What would be the special abilities of applets that would make people lean towards that, as opposed to going to the several other directions they could go?
Well, so you have things like Ajax and so on. You can do really cool things with Ajax and all the various other scripting languages, and so on. But most of the scripting languages are about manipulating HTML content. So you're in a browser and you can do whatever HTML in the end sort of allows you to do. The advantage of applets is that you get integration into the desktop, and you get the full API set of Java SE there, plus additional APIs like 3D and so on. So the set of functionality that you have access to is much greater. You get a multi-threading environment, so you can do a lot of things at the same time. So you can build much more interactive, much richer solutions than just with HTML. Plus, you can also provide, say, a disconnected mode for your solution as well, so that if the users, like, for example, if you have, say, you can build calendaring, of course, through Ajax and so on, which is fantastic, but if you're on a plane, you can't see your calendar. Right, and so with things like with Java, you can provide a much seamless experience for the user, where it works both in connected or in disconnected modes.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.